We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's what happened. Lee Sterling is coming out with us, and he emailed me, and he's like, can we get some good intro music for me finally? Because Solana doesn't play anything real, you know, upbeat. And the Rolling Stones moved their concert. It's tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Crank this up for a second here, Solana. I know there's people on their way now to the stadium. Even little Stones. So the Rolling Stones concert was supposed to be tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium. They moved it up one night. So if you've got Stones tickets and you're going tonight, I think the doors open at 6 and the Stones go on. It's either 8 or 8:30. There's no more opening act. So they're going to go on a little bit earlier than normal. And so you head on out to Hard Rock Stadium and enjoy one of the legendary acts of all time. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. He is going to join us here on this very rambunctious introduction that he just received there. You could check out his website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always bring this up. He does not pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We're just talking a little sports gambling, and it's fun to do so. How was that music, Lee?
That was a banger. That was it.
That was a banger. Nice job, Solana. Now, Solana, did you? I know, because I said to you, why don't you play some Stones for him since they're coming or since they're going to have the concert tonight. Do you know any Stones songs, Solana? Did you get lucky on that one? How'd you pick Start Me Up?
No, I know Start Me Up.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you knew it because they've got, I mean, just
Satisfaction.
That's a great song
Miss
as well.
Miss You.
Yes. All right. You're talking. Okay. Here we go. Lee Sterling. You ready?
Let's do it.
Well, actually, before I get to picks, though, you were in Orlando for the Canes and Gators game. You ran into Crowder, as a matter of fact.
I did.
Gambling aside, what did you think of the Hurricanes?
Some things I liked, some things I didn't like. I think that Williams is the quarterback. I thought he was poised. I thought that the game plan by Dan Enos in the first round, the formations, the plays he called were tremendous. The problem was what happens, and I know this from playing college football, a team, when you're playing another good team, you have a play sheet, and you probably have 15 or 20 good plays. And then what happens is they're gone. You've used them all up, or used most of them up, and you've saved one or two for late in the game. And I just think that the Gators, you know, they just took advantage of a young offensive line that I think might eventually be okay, might take midseason or next year. Next year, I think they got four-star kids coming in. But I liked Williams' poise. I liked the plays. I thought some of the execution was good. But in the second half, they needed to keep running short routes. Anything required a seven-step drop just was not going to work. So I think that they had to overcome. Maybe the biggest thing was what happened at the end of the year. They just had a losing mentality. They did not want to be there at the end of the season. And I think they're going to come to play. I think Manny's the right guy.
And, Lee, I just the way you think mesmerizes me. So, like, watching that UMUF game, do you feel like you have an edge after watching that game? Like, you have an edge moving forward with those two teams?
Yeah, I think I do. I think both teams are going to get better. Teams improved the most from the first to the second game, so I think you're not going to see the highs and the lows that we saw with Miami. I think you're going to see a team that's going to give you a consistent effort. I think the game plans are going to be good. The problem is, you know, they've just got some deficiencies. I was a little surprised. I thought their backup defensive ends would maybe get a little more pressure on the quarterback, but Felipe Franks, you know, he almost tried to hand it back to Miami himself.
Yeah, man, I wanted him to take it so badly.
Yeah.
Lee Sterling is with us. And so Miami's next game is going to be a week from tomorrow, and it's against UNC. And I think some Canes fans might watch the UNC game tomorrow and get a little idea of our week two opponent. Do you have a side on that game? It's UNC is hosting South Carolina, and UNC is an 11.5-point favorite.
Well, a lot of the value's out of this game. The game started at 7.5. I unfortunately waited a little too late, and now I will not play the game personally. But I think the right side is probably South Carolina. The Gamecocks are going to be motivated. They lost their bowl game 28-0, but I think it's an aberration. They scored 31 on Florida, 35 on Clemson. I think they're going to run on North Carolina. They got a running back, Rico Dowdle. Good running back. They've got a Clemson transfer, Tavian Feaster, who should be able to help them out also. Nice 1-2 punch here. North Carolina's going to start a true freshman quarterback, new offensive coordinator Phil Longo from Ole Miss. I just think it's a recipe for disaster. They'll have a bunch of delay of game penalties, false starts, probably 3 or 4 sacks here. I like South Carolina. I think they win the game something like 37-20. I think they'll win and cover.
All right, let me go over a couple games that I think have some interest locally, because a lot of us are going to hunker down, you know, tonight, tomorrow night, watch a little.
You're not going to help, you know, bring in the furniture from outside.
Yeah, I'll wait till Sunday. I'll see what what's going on. I gotta see what's happening here. I told my wife I will be hunkered down on the couch tomorrow. I will start by watching College Game Day, and then I will wager on some games, and I will sit on the couch and pretend like the hurricane is swirling outside. You will not.
You got to come over if we make it through this hurricane. You're going to come over one Saturday or Sunday. We have different themes on Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, on Sundays, a lot of time, you know, being Jewish, you know, we go with the deli theme.
Oh,
you know, we'll
have a deli theme.
4 or 5 different types of cold cuts, the egg salad, tuna fish, you know, and then the desserts, the arugula. So you got to come over, bring the wife, and we watch football and eat all day long.
I'm going to have
arugula for dessert.
Not arugula.
You ever had arugula before?
He thinks you're talking about arugula, the lettuce.
I was about to say, that's a terrible dessert.
I will give you an unpopular opinion, though, in the Jewish community, and I know I stand alone on this. Arugula, not a banger.
I'm with you.
Oh, it's a banger for me. You're just going to the wrong deli.
here's some
games.
You
get a raspberry or a chocolate arugula?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate arugula. I just don't like it.
How about raspberry?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay.
Chocolate's the only way I would go on that. Maybe a chocolate babka.
How about black and white cookies?
Oh, the best. The white part, of course.
I got the best place down here, down south, for black and white cookies.
Oh, that's the best kind of cookie, right? Black and white cookie, I think, is the best cookie on the planet.
Right there.
Yep.
That's a banger.
That's a banger. USF is hosting number 19 Wisconsin tonight in Tampa. USF is getting 10.5 points. At home. You like that game?
Yeah, the key is you got to identify some teams that are going to have tough years, and I think South Florida is one of them. And I think they're going to have a tough matchup here. South Florida allowed 5.1 yards per carry, and we're talking about they didn't have a tough schedule. I mean, they lost the last 6 games, and their 7 wins to start the season. They beat no one. They're going to face a running back, Jonathan Taylor, who gained almost 2,200 yards last year. The South Florida offensive line allowed 38 sacks. So I just think that Wisconsin, the game is being played at night. It's not like a 12 noon game. I think they're going to do a number here on South Florida. I think Wisconsin doubles up South Florida here, 44-22.
Oh, all right. Well, give me a little action tonight. I like it. Tomorrow, FAU, Boca Raton's FAU, is at number 5, Ohio State. Ohio State is a 27.5-point favorite. Do you like that game?
I do. I actually went up one. There was a Saturday. I saw 3 scrimmages. I saw the FIU scrimmage in the morning, midday, saw the Miami scrimmage, and 4:30 in the afternoon caught the FAU scrimmage in Boca. And I'm looking at my notes right now from the scrimmage. The best 2 players in that scrimmage were the punter and the kicker. So that's not a good thing. When you see, like, you get the media guide and they got the punter on the cover, it's going to be a long season. You know, they were starting another kid at quarterback, Nick Prunty. I thought the best quarterback by far in the scrimmage was Chris Robinson. He comes over from Oklahoma. He was a 4-star kid. He looked okay. You know, the problem is I just think they're going to face a team with too much speed, too much power. Ohio State, they got something to prove after last year's defensive efforts late in the year. Greg Madison comes over from Michigan as their defensive coordinator. Justin Fields, I think he'll fit in nicely. Might have a slow first quarter, but they got two running backs and a receiver, J.K. Dobbins, and wide receiver J.K. Hill. Going to put up big numbers here. Blowout City, Ohio State, 70, FAU 7.
Wow. I'm glad you said that, too, because I actually put the bet in last night. We were looking at it last night. And I obviously you think it's going to be a 63-point victory.
I think this line's going to close near 30.
Well, so. that's what I saw it at 27.5, and I was like, you know what? I want to get this before it goes to 28. I just wanted to, you know, before it's four full touchdowns. So I'm glad glad you're in agreement on that. FSU, the Seminoles, they are 7-point favorites over Boise State. That game got moved to Tallahassee. Originally it was going to be in Jacksonville.
I think Boise is just not the same team we've seen in the past. The Mountain West Conference last year was way, way down. They got to start a brand-new quarterback after a kid started for four straight years ripping. A running back, kid that started the last two years, gained a combined 3,000 yards. They got to replace him. They're switching defenses from a 4-3 to a 3-4. That's tough to do in the first game here. I just think Florida State picked the wrong quarterback. I thought the right guy last year was James Blackman. They went with DeAndre Francois, who flushed out there. FAU didn't want him. Now they bring in Kendall Briles to run the offense. And how do you beat Boise? Great special teams. Florida State might have top five special teams units in the country. Florida State by two touchdowns, 30-16.
All right. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. You can check out the website paramountsports.com. Let me quickly get three random picks from you so that we can have a little fun this weekend. Three random picks, your choice.
I got some pressure on me. I've had some clients. I had last year, I had a big Hollywood producer, but this year my ex-rabbi has joined the service.
Uh-oh.
And I got some pressure, so Don't want him. I don't want to hear about a sermon.
Yeah,
he's listening to the show.
Don't disappoint the rabbi.
Yeah, don't want to hear about the evils of gambling. So have to win for him and for every one of mine. Here are my top three plays this week. We're going with Toledo. They're plus 12 points against Kentucky. Toledo, they throw the football. Kentucky will start as many as three junior college transfers in defensive secondary. I don't think Terry Wilson's the right quarterback for this team. He was last year. But I think they should have gone with Sawyer Smith from Troy, who transferred. And how about this? When they get up, what do? If you're up by 7 or 10 or 14 points, Kentucky goes to the Wildcat, will run 10, 12, 14 times in a row. I think Toledo might even win the game outright. Take Toledo plus the 12. We'll go with Oregon plus 3.5 against Auburn. Auburn's going to start a true freshman quarterback. I think Justin Herbert for Oregon, watch him. Think he might be the guy that Miami targets for next year. Also, you got a great offensive line for Oregon that might be able to neutralize the Auburn defensive line here. I like Oregon plus 3.5. And the last game is Northwestern, the Wildcats. You talk about a team that gets up as a road underdog. How about this? Pat Fitzgerald, as an underdog, he is 8-0 the last eight games as a road underdog. His team, the least penalized team in college football. Northwestern outright, 24-21.
Wow, there you go. All right, so Lee Sterling's three random picks. He likes Toledo plus the points. He likes Oregon plus the points. And Northwestern, outright victory there for the for the Northwestern Wildcats. FSU, he likes them plus the points. Minus the points against Boise State. Ohio State over FAU, laying the points. Wisconsin tonight in Tampa against USF. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Stay safe during the storm. Yeah, stay safe. There you go. It made me think about getting some black and white cookies for the storm. That's the best type of cookie, right?
Keep well. I've never eaten one.
You've never had a black and white cookie?
I've seen them. They don't look appealing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
With that thick-ass frosting on it?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks nasty.
Oh,
I'm not saying
my
it is nasty. I can't judge it, but it looks nasty.
And it's like a cakey cookie.
It looks nasty.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
This is interesting to me. I'm gonna bring in black and white cookies. The best ones. This is not an endorsement. I endorse plenty of restaurants and whatnot. The best black and white cookies in South Florida is 2J's. It's not even up for debate. And I don't even really like 2J's.
The little deli place?
The little deli place. They got, you know, probably 30 locations at this point.
So inside is just cookie, just white cookie?
Yeah, it's almost cakey, right? You have black and white cookies, Solana?
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're amazing. I'm telling you, the best cookie on the planet.
But they don't look appealing, am I right?
Disagree. Well, you don't like the two races getting along. You've always been against that. So, of course, it doesn't look appealing to you.
I look at it as chocolate and vanilla.
Some of us are trying to get somewhere together. I don't even know what that means. All right, there you go. Lee Sterling, ladies and gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.